This is Billy Brown in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and talking about 2014 and the most instruction God gives to me and to all of us is, hear me and obey. Today, if you will hear my voice, harden not your heart. I have a granddaughter who was born in June 18, 1989. Now, all 4 or 5 days before she was born early, and there was a challenge with her life. But before she was born, I was just there at Charles Cowan's church at a camp meeting. And he had a lot of really good, well-known singers there. And there was this black lady next to me just singing. I'm telling you, I almost didn't want to sing next to her. She sang so great. But they had up there on an overhead projector the words of the song we were singing. I knew the song, but I read it anyway. And the word heart was in that song. And when I looked at that word, that something happened. Now, in a pattern of dealing with me, oftentimes God deals with me with words on paper. I'm an editor. I'm a writer. I read the Bible. I work with words on paper. So there's no telling how many times I had typed the word heart because I worked for Kenneth E. Hagin. And I had done his books and his magazine. And no telling. He taught on how to believe with the heart, what it means to believe with the heart. God speaks to you through your heart. The heart is the candle of the Lord. I'm telling you, there's no telling how many times I saw that word. But I never saw what I saw that day. Up on that overhead projector, which was big, huge. The words were huge, even because it was a big congregation. I looked at the word heart and something happened. The Lord spoke to me. And here's this word heart, H-E-A-R-T. And the three middle letters move out of the word in big black bold print and come toward me like they're telescoped out to me. And the Lord said, the ear that you hear, and suddenly the H joined the ear. The H from the beginning of the word heart. H. Ear is in the middle. The ear came out, and then the H. And the Lord said to me, the ear that you hear me with is in the middle of your heart. And then he spoke some more about amplifying our ear, cleaning it out that we can hear him. The ear that you hear me with is in the middle of your heart. So we finished that camp meeting, and then we went over to Brother Cowan's, Brother Bill's church in Kentucky. And while we were there, Shelley was with me and her husband. And we got a telephone call that my daughter-in-law had gone into labor early and that they had to take the baby by C-section. And the baby had swallowed amniotic fluid. And the baby was in a really, really hard shape, bad shape. And so then we went back. We got back as quickly as we could and went to the hospital. And there was this wee little baby, so tiny. She was still tiny today, but she was really teeny tiny then. And she was sick, and they had tubes all over her, tubes in and out of her. And at this Catholic hospital, nuns were around her, you know, and praying. And the doctors told us that this is the sickest baby in this hospital. And it was a big hospital in Tulsa. And they said, if she doesn't have oxygen, if her oxygen supply doesn't increase by midnight tonight, going to her brain, then she will die. But we will also life flight her over to another hospital. So the doctor came into the mother's room and stood all around. We all stood around, the family stood around in a circle. And the doctor told us these horrible things. I mean, terrible. This has to happen, this has to happen, but it probably won't happen. And if she did live, she probably is going to be, because she's been without oxygen to her brain, she's probably going to not be, you know, bright. And we were all just overwhelmed by this. And I remember what the Lord said. The ear that you hear me with is in the center of your heart. Now, here's the doctor over here saying one thing. But here in the middle of my heart, the Lord's telling me what to do. I followed what I heard him say to do. He said to me in the center of my heart, ask the doctor what you need. And tell the doctor. I said, doctor, what exactly is it that we need for this baby? You know, scientifically, what do we need for this little girl? And the doctor said, are you asking because of prayer? And the doctor said, I go to Billy Joe Daugherty's church, and I will pray with you. Yes, this is exactly what you need. Oh, and then the Lord gave me instructions. I heard him in the middle of my heart. He said, when you come in the prayer, have the prayer. Have Terry, the baby's daddy, pray. Open the prayer. And then you say to the doctor, doctor, you say to the Lord what it is we need. And then we're going to ask the Lord for that. And we're going to all ask him for it and agree. And so Terry opened the prayer. He's the daddy. He's just a young daddy. And he's kind of scared, to tell you the truth. And he goes to the Father, you know. And then he says, now, Father, we've all come together to you as a family. And we thank you for this baby, but we need things. And so I said to the doctor, now, doctor, you say to the Lord what it is we need. So the doctor went right down the line medicinally, just like the Lord would understand and we would not. And when he got to the end, I said, I think it was a she, when she got to the end, I said, Lord, that's what we need. That was just been said to you. That's what we ask you for. And that's what we believe we receive right now, and we thank you for it. Amen. Now, during this prayer, a little nun had walked in. And she said to me, I'm praying, I'll pray with you. And so she did. She joined in that prayer right with us. And according to the doctor's prayer, we had to have a change by midnight. And they were taking Kwesi's blood, I think maybe every hour, I don't know how often, or checking it. So when it came about 10 minutes till midnight, maybe a little bit earlier, maybe 15 till, but almost midnight, I went up to this sick baby's ICU. And there was that little nun she had come up to. And as we looked at the test results, they had changed exactly the way the doctor said it had to be. The life is in your blood. And her blood showed that the oxygen had increased and she was going to live. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. The ear that I hear you with, that you hear me with, is in the center of your heart. Now, what did he say in Hebrews? Today, if you will, you can hear my voice, but you're going to hear it in a certain place. And that certain place is your heart, your spirit. Now, you can keep your spirit tender toward God. Let it be free. Let it dominate you. Feed it on the word. Or you can keep it like a captive. Like that guy did when he took the talent and wrapped it up in a napkin, buried in the earth. You have got in your heart the love of God is shed abroad, Romans 5:5, by the Holy Ghost. If you'll feed that every single day on 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, and you will read that chapter 4 through 8 aloud every day, you will call up the love out of your heart that can forgive. You will be, because he forgave you, and he forgave you with the love that shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. So you can hear God today. If you will, you can hear God. Hallelujah. It is written, counsel, this is Proverbs 20, verse 5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. God counsels you in your own heart. And you, if you're wise and you keep your heart, then he can pull it out of you. Isaiah 30, 1 and 2. Take counsel of him. Ask at his mouth. You do that. You ask at his mouth, and then he will guide you in your own heart. He will show you exactly. He will pour out his spirit within you, and he will show you. You know, some of the most remarkable scriptures about God speaking to us through are those in the Holy concerning the Holy Spirit. When God Jesus was going to the cross, and he gave the revelation. In John 14 through 16, Alexander McLaren wrote this, and I put this in my Bible, With Christ in the Upper Room is the name of the book. Every believing soul has this divine spirit for his teacher, and may, if we will, learn of him and be led by him into profounder knowledge of that great Lord. The belief in the actual presence with the church of a spirit that teaches all faithful members thereof is far too much lost out of sight of the common Christianity of today. And he wrote in 1890. We ought to be the standing witnesses in the world of the reality of a supernatural influence. You and I ought to be the standing witnesses in the world that we have a guide inside. Oh, how I do love that verse that said he will guide us into all truth. Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and he will send you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. John 14, 26, But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance that I said unto you. God speaks it, the Holy Spirit gives it to us. John 15, 26, When the Comforter is come, he will bear witness of me. 16, 13, When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will show you things to come. And actually, one translation of that says, the coming things. In 2014, you can know the coming things. If you will, you can hear his voice. Harden not your hearts, and you will hear him. We're making available to you a message from January 1st, 2014. Just call 1-800-972-3447 and request January 1st, 2014. Shalom, shalom.